This podcast is brought to you by TheGameJam.com. Welcome back to the Some Guys One Mic Show. In 2015, we have a special surprise for you. It's Sam.
Hi, guys.
Wow.
It's a sad surprise.
Wow. A belated present.
Yes. He's our newest unicorn. You might have not noticed that for the past 15 or 16 episodes, he wasn't present. Jesus Christ.
Why are you exaggerating? I've been here.
But he's here following a bout of gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm.
But he's okay, though. It's not contagious.
Right? No, it's good. It's fine. I'm clean.
Okay. So that's good.
So he can come closer, you know, because he's segregated in a corner right now.
God
can,
I've got
quarantine.
I've got my corner. I've got my beer.
Yeah, We're settled. So this is our first episode for 2015, which means that these are the Game of the Year awards. And it's gonna be a wild one. Why? Because we had shit to talk about anyway. So I felt really disappointed about the nominees for any kind of section we had, because there were shit games. I mean, this is the first Game of the Year awards we're gonna have that doesn't have specific exclusive segments. So we don't have the Xbox Game of the Year, the PlayStation Game of the Year. Why? Because there were shit games.
Overall, I think they were pretty...
And I'm not really too happy about the overall winner of the Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, first off, we're going to start off with the news, which was as dry as an old woman's vagina.
There is one big news, though.
Which is?
You are a father.
Yay. Yay. Yeah. I forgot. How could I forget? I haven't slept since December. So
you fathered a small bearded baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a father now. I'm still gaming, though.
At night, because I can't sleep.
Well, exactly. Weirdly enough, after Emma was born, I have been playing more Xbox 360.
Between a bottle and another.
I don't...
And then a pitch change.
I don't know why. It's either the rapid influx of vaginas in the house made me long for that console.
Don't refer to your baby's vagina,
but, it's weird. It's weird. But anywho...
I remember you telling me you were hoping that you'd have a daughter, not a son.
Yes.
So you wouldn't have to share your PlayStation.
Exactly. That's my main aim. But after I had the baby, now I'm thinking of trying to raise her as a gamer girl.
Yes.
The kind of girl who would beat up other girls and guys.
Definitely.
Just for the fun of it.
Definitely.
Like Lady Oscar.
I would do the same thing. I would do the same thing. Matthew.
Yeah, in fact, now her room, it will evolve once she's about 5 or 6 years old. Posters of Mustangs, the Ford GT40, Shelby AC Cobra, instead of fairies and that crap.
My kind of room, you know. Exactly. Cars, not fairies.
And then at the age of 16, she'll be painting the room black, destroying everything.
Exactly, emo kind of shit. Exactly. Listening to 30 Seconds from Mars, and then, oh my god.
Fallout Boy.
One Direction.
Yeah, oh my god.
One Direction will be dead by then.
Probably. Hopefully.
Anyway, let's start off with the news. Very huge and important news. Weirdly enough, from the Detroit Auto Show, with regards to gaming, Forza 6 was announced.
Yep.
And Turn 10 Studios, alongside Microsoft Studios, have announced their partnership with Ford. They stated that the new GT40, which looks bloody amazing, will be the cover car for the game, and all three new motorsport cars, which are the GT40, the GT350 Shelby Mustang, and the Ford Raptor, will be included in the game exclusively.
You posted on Facebook, I think.
Yes.
You posted the ones that are all blue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there will be exclusive Ford content included in the game, which is fucking amazing. It's cool to see that Forza is still going strong with Gran Turismo being the most popular gaming title. motorsport title. I find it weird that Gran Turismo is still popular even though it gets released once every 5 or 6 years.
I guess you know this. Do you know that when they made the GTR, they teamed up with Polyphony?
Yeah.
To make the graphics and the
Polyphony.
Polyphony, the people behind Gran Turismo.
To make the graphics for the interface in the car.
Astra?
No. You didn't know that?
Citroën and Polyphony teamed up to design a concept car.
Right.
It looks bloody brilliant, and they actually
for the game.
They made it exclusive for the game in the beginning, and they actually it got so popular that they actually manufactured it as a concept show car for auto shows. It was so fucking popular. But I love Forza. I have been playing Forza Horizon 2 for the past 1 or 2 weeks, and I got fucking hooked. It's amazing. I kind of prefer it just because it has that arcade feel. Because Gran Turismo is too much of a simulator. You don't get the feel of the speed and the losing control and that excitement. It's too much of a simulator, in my opinion, of course.
I've never played Forza. I've always been...
It's really fucking good.
I've always been more on Need for Speed. I know it's arcade, so...
Forza Horizon is much, much better than Need for Speed. It's that good.
And Colin McRae, what?
The new Horizon, the Horizon series, which is a spin-off from Forza Motorsport, is basically taking the best parts from Colin McRae Dirt, which is the latest series following Colin McRae's death, getting the best parts of that, and the best parts from Forza Motorsport. And it's actually quite fucking cool.
Because Colin McRae dead under the dirt.
Oh my god. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Cracked me up.
Anywho.
What about the crew?
The crew, I actually pre-ordered that game. Then, 2 weeks before I had to pick it up, I realized it's online only.
Uh-huh. And it's too arcade, man.
And I wouldn't play an online only car game because the whole point of racing games is that you get home from fucking a stressful day from work, and the last thing I want to hear is an 11-year-old American bastard screaming, telling me to go fuck myself with a 10-inch steel-toed dildo.
But you can go in a lobby on your own.
But it's what's the point? You're not racing.
You can explore all of America.
That's free roaming. I wouldn't enjoy that. It's just like a Need for Speed Unleashed.
I prefer free roam.
No, I love street racing, but actual racing. You're driving for a reason, not just driving around.
Do you know what I used to enjoy back in the day, as a blast from the past? Ridge Racer.
Yeah, that was really good. That was really amazing.
Did they stop
Black and White?
That was no. They still released it. The last time they released that game was actually for the Xbox.
I think the last one I played was Ridge Racer 5.
No, there was Ridge Racer 7.
How long ago is this? Because I have no idea.
PlayStation 1.
Ridge Racer started on PlayStation 1. But now the latest title was actually an Xbox title. Which was ridiculous.
Was it good?
Ridiculous good?
No, it was ridiculous that an PlayStation exclusive game ended up as an Xbox game.
Well,
it's
happening constantly, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's crap, man. I don't like that. But it wasn't that good.
Was it the same company? What were they called?
Yes, Bandai Namco. But the problem is that... I think when we were young, we used to enjoy it because it was a bit over the top and it was acceptable.
It was an arcade game, basically.
But nowadays, it's too over the top. Uh-huh. So even the drifting, you can go for days drifting. Oh my god, it's so retarded.
Back to the joke of Colin McRae.
Oh my god.
Right.
The next game should be called Colin McRae 6 Feet Under.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's so wrong in so many ways.
So wrong, it's so right.
What the fuck?
I can see it. So Colin McRae 6 Feet Under.
Oh my god. That joke was so fucking bad that I forgot what I was gonna announce.
Sorry.
But anyway.
Anyway, we're joking, but we respect the guy.
No,
R.I.P.
he was a huge inspiration. He was one of the best rally driver in the world. And
salute.
Yeah.
Beers up to him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anywho, I think it's time to start the Game of the Year Awards 2014.
Cheers everyone!
Oh my god! Anyway, let's start with the first segment, which is the best story in a game and best narrative. Mm-hmm. And the nominees are South Park, The Stick of Truth, The Walking Dead Season 2, Wolfenstein, The New Order, why the fuck did I add that? Infamous Second Son, and The Wolf Among Us. And the winner is...
Let me guess.
Let me guess. Wait. The Game of the Year Awards are chosen by a panel of 6 gamers, so it was unanimous. Anyway, best action-adventure title of the year. So the nominees are Infamous Second Son, Assassin's Creed Unity, really, Shadow of Mordor, Bayonetta 2, and Sunset Overdrive. Mm-hmm. And the winner is Shadow of Mordor. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Shadow of Hodor.
Well, that would be an amazing game.
Yeah.
That would be.
Can you imagine
Hodor? All the main actors.
Hodor would be a huge shadow, man.
It would be amazing.
Can you imagine the conversation wheel like Mass Effect style? Just all the options are Hodor.
Anyway, best racing title. Nominees are The Crew. Drive Club, oh my god, Mario Kart 8, Grid Autosport, and Forza Horizon 2. And the winner is Forza Horizon 2.
Surprising.
Oh my god.
Look, the twists on this plot, man.
The twists on my deck.
Come on.
Best fighting title of 2014, we have Killer Instinct Season 2, Persona 4, Arena Ultimax, Super Smash Brothers.
Persona sounds like a deodorant.
Ultra Street Fighter 4, and the winner is Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U and 3DS. And the best shooter for 2014, we have Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Woo! Call of Duty, yeah!
I just added that
for the lulz.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, eh?
It's Activision, it has to be bad.
But it's not that bad, considering...
In all fairness, Activision did a good job with Call of Duty World at War.
My point exactly.
I hope you have Ron Jeremy in the best shooter category.
Oh my god. And Tommy Gunn. What? Seriously.
Peter North.
That was their last best Call of Duty Activision.
In my opinion, Call of Duty Black Ops, the first one, was actually quite interesting. Story-wise, I quite enjoyed it.
The story of all the Call of Duties are amazing. Every single one. The multiplayer, on the other hand, all right, I have to admit, it's copy and paste.
Exactly.
The same thing.
Over and over. Yes. Even the textures. The textures.
The community, I'm sorry, is...
Recycled, man. Everything is recycled. Well. But I was more pissed off at Activision at the way that they are milking the series and the fact that they had that huge dispute with Infinity Ward, which ended up really badly. But when we move on,
God bless.
The best shooter nominees are Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Destiny, which was quite a good title.
Ron Jeremy.
Far Cry 4, Titanfall, and Wolfenstein The New Order. Now, this was a very close call. Having Destiny, Far Cry, Titanfall, and Wolfenstein in the same category was really, really hard. But
mentioning Ron Jeremy again.
But the overall winner, with 3 votes out of 5, was the Far Cry 4, and it was well deserved.
I really liked.
I liked
Far Cry 4 because of the Indians, man. It's like, you are
the great Ajay Gali. You are the leader of the Golden Part.
guys from my ghost
Rajesh Kutrapali.
What the fuck? So Fritz, why didn't you agree? What did you vote? I think you voted for Destiny.
I voted for Destiny, yes. Yes.
I agree Destiny was quite a good title.
What's wrong with you, you moron?
Number one.
You can count.
No. Far Cry 4 is alright. It's a good game. It's an open world. You can go exploring. You can do whatever the hell you want.
You can ride on tigers.
You can stick C4 on an elephant.
I know. But
that's a winner. That's a winner, right?
That doesn't make it a good shooter. Yes. Destiny is.
Yes, it is a good shooter. You can stick C4 to endangered enemies. Fucking aces.
Actually, sticking sticks of dynamite in their ass would have been even better.
Okay,
that would have made it the game of the year. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have another interesting category, which is best RPG. The nominees are Dark Souls 2, Divinity, Dragon Age Inquisition, and South Park, The Stick of Truth. What the fuck is Divinity? I don't know why
Divinity.
But we added that for the lols.
Okay.
But the overall winner, which was a unanimous vote, was Dragon Age Inquisition. It was such an amazing title.
It was very good.
It is a fantastic game.
It was good, yes.
Kudos to EA.
Mm-hmm. A lot to do. You can play it how you want. If you want to play, you know, the tactical kind of hardcore RPG, you know, pause the game.
The feel of the game is just amazing, and match that with this generation's graphics. It's
My ghost man just had sex with Cassandra.
Can you not? I don't want to. That's a spoiler for me.
No, you can do your own choices.
I don't care about your choices.
My choices led to sex.
Oh my god!
With a goat man.
At least you had.
I'm the Kunari.
At least
he had sex in a game.
He looks like
man.
A goat.
I don't know what Konari you fucking created, man. God damn. Look like a goat.
Fritz. Of course he looks like a goat. He's got horns and he's got the goatee. He's a goat, man.
Fritz lost his virginity to a goat in a game.
I am the goat.
What the fuck is going on?
Nah.
Like, what is happening?
Nah, no, seriously, it's it.
I feel like being in a bar and goats, or everyone talking about goat fucking.
or whales?
No. It's a popular thing in Gozo. It's amazing. Thailand has children fucking apparently, which is popular.
Is lady boys
and lady boys, but Gozo is the top destination for sheep and goat fucking.
Bang me,
Jacob knows.
At least I hear that's how they make goat cheese. Actually.
Yes.
Oh yeah. My!
It's basically a mixture with semen and
they can curd the cheese.
No.
Curdle the cheese with my dick.
When they shake the goat, why they shake it? You know the cheese.
No, stop, move on.
You're being disgusting, stop.
Dude, you know what you were discussing last week?
What?
Matthew's daughter gripping his
dick. Oh my god. That was the last episode.
Oh my god.
We ended the episode on that bombshell.
It's a good thing I wasn't here, man.
You know, and you don't want to hear about goat cheese? What's wrong with you?
Can we not?
Anywho, the next category, which is best platformer, puzzle platformer title, we have Valiant Hearts, Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, Shovel Knight, and Little Big Planet 3. Now, I was disappointed that the overall winner was Little Big Planet 3, just for the simple reason because I played Valiant Hearts and it is by far the best fucking platforming puzzle game in the fucking world I have ever played.
Was Child of Light in the list?
No. But we mentioned it in another category.
It was quite good.
It was good.
I used to play the old Abe's Odyssey. Mm-hmm. I used to love it.
This Oddworld was quite good, but let me. I think I'm gonna leave Valiant Hearts to the What You've Been Playing segment. So, but the winner of the platforming title, not by my choice, was Little Big Planet 3, which was a good game, but in my opinion, Valiant Hearts shit piles of poop all
with the
over
sack
it.
Fucks. Uh-huh.
Anyway, Developer of the Year, which is quite a prestigious award. We, in fact, send the developers a JPEG of our logo as a congratulations for winning this award.
Have a check.
They are quite proud of it. So
they print it out and hang it on their wall.
Actually, Insomniac Games last year actually posted the JPEG on their Facebook page and said, "Thank you, Sound Guys from Mike."
Holy shit.
It was the peak of my fucking happiness because we sent this JPEG as a. Like fucking about because we know that they never check their emails, but they actually tagged us, and it was quite a huge achievement in my opinion.
Cool, man, Insomniac.
A lot of win, because last year we gave the platformer of the year to Ratchet and Clank Into the Nexus. So it was quite an amazing title.
It's amazing.
I played it 3 or 4 times.
The rhino when you shoot it.
Oh my god.
This is the episode of Sound Effect.
I love that guy. I love every single one of Ratchet & Clank.
Did you play Sunset Overdrive? It's Insomniac's game, like the first exclusive for
Sunset
Xbox.
Sunset Overdrive, I've heard of it.
It's basically
parkour sliding all over the place.
It's basically Ratchet & Clank in human form versus zombies.
Of course, yes. I haven't played. I've seen it.
It looks quite interesting.
I remember seeing the trailer.
It looks quite interesting, and I'm looking forward to getting the Xbox One for that game.
The aliens are yellow, eh? Or orange.
Yeah.
It's like an advert for Fanta.
What the fuck? No, because there's an energy drink involved in the story. That's the reason why they changed. But anyway, spoiler alert. But Developer of the Year, the nominees were Naughty Dog, Monolith Studios, Nintendo, Telltale Games, and Ubisoft Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
The winner is Telltale Games.
Why am I not surprised again?
Oh, come on. They.
This is biased.
It's not biased.
Yes, it's biased.
In one single year, they released Walking Dead Season 2, Wolf Among Us Season 1, and they actually launched Game of Thrones and Borderlands. So, 4 fantastic series in 1 year, and they are all fucking 10 out of 10
fantastic
games.
Fantastic 4 series.
Borderlands.
Yeah. The pre-sequel.
It's not that bad, come on. It's not that bad.
It's more of the same.
What the fuck is a pre-sequel?
No one knows.
It's basically...
It's like a unicorn. Just no one knows.
Rebranding by program.
They coined the word.
Yes.
But they're fantastic developers. I love their talented team behind the narration and the storyline. They're fantastic, man.
I don't know why anyone would want to play as Claptrap, man. Fuck that girl. Fucking prick.
So, I'm gonna leave the overall Game of the Year award as the very last. So, our next category is the biggest disappointment of 2014.
Fritz.
Apart from Fritz. The nominees are Assassin's Creed Unity,
Woo.
Thief, Rambo, the video game.
Oh, no, that's not even a game.
It is a game made by a Polish developer. So that sentence really sums up the game.
But, you know, I'm a bit curious here, because usually when you're disappointed about something, you have to be expecting it, you know? You have to be waiting for it to come. And go, oh, this is going to be great. And then... It's shit and you're disappointed.
No,
don't tell me you were waiting for that
game. No, I expected it to be shit, but not this level of shit. It was like 75 shades of different shit I was not expecting.
It's the on rails. Oh,
yeah, it surprised me. It surprised me. Anyway, other nominees are Soul Calibur, Lost Swords, and Watch Dogs. And the nominee for the biggest disappointment of 2014
is... I think I know.
Watch Dogs.
I'm not surprised either.
Watch Dogs was the shittiest game ever. They spent millions of dollars in the marketing strength, and it was so fucking crappy. It gave me period.
What?
It gave me period from my anus. It was that bad. They wanted to be the next Grand Theft Auto, but they didn't manage.
So
they failed miserably.
They basically were worse than a couple of Polish guys in a basement.
Fucking a horse.
Basically, yes.
Yeah,
Watch Dogs man.
I think the development team behind Watch Dogs actually decided to fling poop at each other most of the day instead of actually developing a decent title. The storyline was flawed.
What if you see behind the scenes or footage while they're making the game and they're monkeys?
Yeah, they're throwing shit at each other. That's what I expect.
You know, they're monkeys developing.
It amazes me how they managed to ruin this title, even though they ripped off the storyline from a television series.
There was a post on Reddit last week. They say the biggest problem at the moment that caused something like Watch Dogs happen is all the pre-ordering.
Pre-ordering is ruining game.
Pre-ordering is ruining the gaming industry.
It is.
So everyone is basically the company is getting the money up front. So they're marketing a game. If they've got a pile of shit, they market it to look like it's God's gift to mankind.
Yeah,
everyone pre-orders it. They get their money in hand, which is all they want, and then they sell them the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the problem.
I agree.
Make sure.
Watch Dogs. I mean.
There's a petition.
I don't know if you watched Person of Interest, which was a television series which was quite popular at the time when Watch Dogs was developed.
I heard about it. Didn't
the Watch Dogs is basically a ripoff from Person of Interest, and they actually managed to fuck it up. How the fuck can you fuck that up? It's amazing.
There was another side kind of scandal when they showed it at E3. They had a modified version of the game that made it look better than the release.
Exactly. That was.
And then they had found out the code.
You
no?
can. Yeah. You can. There are people who hacked it, and you can and download you can mod the script and
for
you
the
can
PC
change.
Version.
Exactly.
But that was amazing. It is Ubisoft at the end of the day, and that's why they get the Grazi equivalent.
So remember, kids, stop pre-ordering
and stop buying
Just
from
wait.
Ubisoft. We are ready to announce the ultimate game of the year.
Are we?
For 2014. Are your nuts ready for this?
God, I'm sweating.
So the nominees are...
Are you sweating, Sam?
Yes.
Shadow of Mordor. Dark Souls 2. Far Cry 4. The Wolf Among Us. Dragon Age Inquisition. And The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, which is quite an amazing title, which you have to try out. It's on Steam and it's amazing.
I will.
And the winner is... Lord of the Rings, Shadow of Mordor. And that says a lot about this fucking year.
It was fun, that game. And
It wasn't original. It was a complete ripoff from the Batman Arkham series by Rocksteady Studios.
I don't think so. It's similar, but it's not a ripoff. I think they got the code and pasted it.
The combat is similar.
The combat
and I think it's done very well. It's copied
it,
and it's
the execution
well.
Is well. It's very good.
The combat is similar, alright. But Spider-Man was climbing walls way before Assassin's Creed was
climbing walls.
Oh, shit.
but that's why Assassin's Creed never got a Game of the Year award from some guys on Mac. But the thing is that nothing new was brought to the table. And yet, we still gave this game the Game of the Year award, which says a lot about 2014.
They used the utilities that game companies had, and they made it... Amazing.
Shut up, you
bitch. Using Lord of the Rings. After that huge bombshell as a Game of the Year award, we have the honorable mentions. Those titles which did not quite make it in our categories, either because they were not eligible or other titles got more votes. And we have Game of Thrones by Telltale, which wasn't actually the full game since it was just the first episode in 2014 out of the six which will continue during this year. We have The Evil Within, which is a new horror title by the creator of the Resident Evil series.
And that's amazing.
Uh-huh. It's an amazing title.
Uh-huh. I watched it all.
And we have Child
I'm
of Light.
David.
We have Child of Light, which was an amazing game, a downloadable title.
As opposed to Child of Rape.
What the fuck?
Mark.
Anyway, the final category of our Game of the Year awards is the most anticipated games of 2015. Oh my god. So the most anticipated titles, we couldn't figure out just one title. Everyone voted for their favorite. We have Batman Arkham Knight, Bloodborne, Evolve, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, Uncharted 4 A Thief's End, The Order, and Project Cars. Holy fucking shit. At some point, I think people added their titles, which were not actually mentioned in the start. But yeah, there are some a lot of titles, which I am actually looking forward to. Starting from Project Cars, which is my personal favorite, and Evolve from Valve Studios. Valve. And I think I want to see how the Batman Arkham franchise comes to an end from Rocksteady Studios.
You think
side.
It will be the final?
That's their contract. They announced that they are only making 3 titles. That's why the Arkham Origins was made by Warner Brothers, because it went outside of their contract. And Warner Brothers actually wanted to make more money out of the Arkham series.
Milking the cash cow.
Yeah, because they didn't want to wait for Arkham Knight, so they said, let's put another title as a filler. Mm-hmm. But it was a huge disappointment, in my opinion, Origins.
Origins? I really hated it.
I don't
remember. What didn't you like?
I didn't like the
I played it on the PlayStation, not on the PSP.
I played it on the on the PS3. Oh. And I didn't like the fact that there was no real evolution. I mean, when you played Batman Arkham Asylum and Batman City? Arkham City, there was a huge evolvement, even in the textures, the lighting, the combat. It felt better.
Catwoman's ass.
But Arkham Origins was the same shit, just a different storyline. There were a lot of flaws and bugs, in my opinion, especially the Penguin level when you go in the ship. It was so bug-ridden, I wanted to fucking commit suicide.
How does a penguin get onto a ship?
It's the penguin, not a penguin.
What the fuck?
I know.
But anyway, I'm really looking forward to
Cobblepot.
The last iteration. The Origin is another title which I'm looking forward to. I'm not quite sure that The Order, sorry. The Order, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. But I'm not sure about
it. What is it like?
Victorian England, vampire and werewolf hunters.
Yeah.
Steampunk weaponry, it's okay. The shit.
Yeah. But one of the trailers, I've got a gun. They shoot like this termite substance on the building, and then they ignite it with alternate fire, and it's like really cool.
Napalm.
It is really cool. But the thing that's worrying me is that during the last 6 to 8 months, we heard nothing about the title, which is quite confusing.
The last advert I saw trailer. The last trailer I saw was of the werewolf in the train station.
That was released during Gamescom, but it was already teased on their Facebook.
I was scared.
No, it looks like a really tense game. It does. So it looks like a very good fucking game. Hopefully it won't be a disappointment.
I'm looking forward to Evolve.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking for. We had been playing Fritz and I, and our group of friends had been playing Left 4 Dead 1 and 2. We've been playing those, you know. It's fun because you're a group you're a group of 4 guys, you know, and you're playing something sort of cooperative, although there's
whilst we're on the topic of Valve, I really wish they would announce the next Half-Life 3, and the next Portal.
Half-Life 3 confirmed. Illuminati.
I would really jizz all over my copy of Portal 3.
I had played it too with a friend of mine. I remember he did all the puzzles and I fell off.
It would cause a lot of damage
it
to
was
our
amazing,
PlayStation. Man.
Portal 2. But anyway, moving
poor technician that will have to fix it.
Moving on.
We'll probably get pregnant.
Moving on, we have another of the year awards courtesy of Mark Alul.
Not of the year. What are we talking about?
The Peter Dinklage Awards.
Trial by Combat Awards.
We're gonna have the another award ceremony courtesy of Mark. Which is basically what exactly?
It is movie-based porn.
What? Awards.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Movie spoof porn awards. Okay.
So how many titles do you have?
I have a few actually.
It's a paper, man. You know,
because I couldn't.
Shit's about to get serious when it's a paper.
Because
black,
you know,
and white.
There were ones which were really funny.
It's actually one of the titles, black and white.
I couldn't leave them out.
Okay. So.
Okay. Let's say it's a top 15.
Jesus. How much story-based porn do you watch?
I'm just gonna mention the titles. Okay.
The titles.
Doctor Doom. A little.
A note about each.
A little comment. Okay.
He fucks her.
they all fuck each
wait,
other.
Wait. There's a blowjob. They fuck. There's anal, cream pie, then jizz all over her face.
Okay.
And then credits.
Okay.
It's weird how well it
okay,
does.
Let's
that.
Do it. Let's do it in another way. Let's see if you can guess. Well, you will be able to guess. But let's see if you can guess what movie it's spoofing.
Okay. It's easy.
It's gonna be easy, but we'll see.
Game of Bones.
What the? Does that
I
exist?
I don't actually have that.
There, huh?
Does that exist?
I don't know. It's good.
Let's fucking register it.
There are a few to register here.
Gameofbones.com.
Okay, let's start. Let's start from the 80s, I think.
80s.
Fatal Erection.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Let's go into the cult.
Oh shit.
Thighs Wide Shut.
Oh my god. I need to download these.
Classical. A Tale of Two Titties.
Oh my god.
Zombies. The Night of the Giving Head.
Oh my god.
These are actually really well thought out names.
War. Black Cock Down. There are a few others actually. War. Then there's
Saving Ryan's Private.
Shaving Ryan's Private.
Oh my god.
Schindler's Fist.
Blasphemy.
No Cunt for Old Men.
Oh.
King Dong.
There goes the microphone.
There goes a black guy.
Jurassic Pork.
Pork? Oh.
Pork? What the?
Pork, you know, porking.
Yeah. Pork, you bastard.
Star Wars.
Okay, I actually watched that.
That's a classic.
Another classic. Lord of G-Strings.
Oh my god.
Ejacula.
Oh.
Jesus.
Robocock.
I actually have a sketch of that somewhere.
Apocalypto.
Oh my god.
And last but not least, actually there's another one. I got confused by my notes.
Oh my god. Dyslexia.
There's the Sperminator.
Oh my god. It's just cum
and
shots.
And last but not least, this is important. Anal Intruders Fumarin. And
Nigel Thornberry.
And last but not least, Anal Intruders from Uranus.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Part 6, The Reckoning.
the
Erection.
Anyway, I think it's time for our final chapter in today's special episode, which is the What You Been Playing segment. So, Samuel,
yes.
What have you been playing?
Well, Dragon Age.
Inquisition,
yes. Inquisition. As you have already heard 6,000 times, you know, play a lot of League of Legends. So, you know, when I feel like taking a break, I felt like going back to like that old school feeling sort of RPG where, you know, it takes quite a while to do a quest, or, you know, you have to get into detailed stuff like new crafting armor and that kind of thing. So I said, let's try out Dragon Age, and I'm really enjoying it.
Rightly so. Inquisition is quite a fantastic title, but I think once The Witcher 3 will be released, all will be forgotten, and that title will never be mentioned ever again.
The Witcher 3 is shit.
Come on.
Look at Fritz.
The map is the size of Rocco Siffredi's dick. It's that huge.
Jesus Christ.
No, but
it's actually huge and limping.
But it's gonna be a fantastic title, and I think I will be stuck to that game for at least 2 or 3 months.
It's coming
heavy
out
breathing.
Next in autumn, no?
Yeah.
It's been postponed.
Fall.
Like GTA. Okay. Fuckers.
But the GTA, it was just a slight delay, because GTA was announced for March the 24th for the PC, and the PC version will be inclusive of the Heist DLC.
What I don't understand is how come they take so long to do the console version, the PC version?
It's not actually a port. They have to start over from scratch, basically.
Because the PC version is better.
Exactly.
No, seriously.
I'm serious. Yeah.
No, they have to start the textures, lighting, dynamic lighting, and that kind of stuff.
So they're doing it literally from... It's not a port.
Not literally.
The physics and that kind of crap is the same, but what makes it look good is from scratch.
And they're editing the editor.
Editing the editor.
They're adding the editor. Okay. The PC version has a video editor. Yes. See? PC Master Race.
Anywho, apart from Inquisition and League of Legends, any other titles? No. Because
you
have been filming a crappy title.
Far Cry?
Far Cry 4.
I have a bad habit of playing a lot of games at once. Far Cry 4, Shadow of Mordor, League of Legends, and Dragon Age.
Holy shit.
And
out of all those games, which is your go-to game at the moment?
I mean, League of Legends will always be my go-to game. I know you've heard it a million times, but
Dragon Age. Good. That says a lot. Fritz, what have you been playing?
Quite a lot, actually. At the moment.
And he has an exam next week.
Wait. He just got a PS4. He just got included in the clan.
So
the clan of people with a very powerful console, but no games to play.
At the moment, I'm playing Dragon Age Inquisition, Killzone, Shadowfall, Shadow of Mordor, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Holy shit!
Do you do anything else apart from playing?
Fapping.
Yes.
And fapping, pissing, and
no,
maybe eating.
Well, I've got free time. At my own disposal.
Okay. He goes to the University of Malta.
That says a lot.
That's
being paid to go to study in Malta is the
Woo.
Biggest advantage for gamers.
On the PlayStation 4, though.
I can imagine what useless course he's taking, you know, with all this free time.
Useless?
What are you taking?
I beg to differ.
Archaeology.
That's why he's wearing the Jurassic Park shirt.
Because
I'm going to be the first Maltese person to study paleontology.
Holy
swag.
Right. Anyway,
cool. Oh my God.
PlayStation 4, though, but the best of the PlayStation 4 so far is Dragon Age. I've played Evil Within as well.
So you are a Killzone series fan.
Yes.
And what did you think about Shadowfall?
I haven't gotten far.
So far,
I enjoyed the addition of that little sidekick you have, that robot.
The drone. Yeah, but what I was disappointed about Shadowfall, it was because it's becoming too much of Call of Duty. And
that's what I thought.
Less of Killzone,
that's
in my opinion.
That's what I felt as well. But the story is good.
Yeah, the story
is good
very
so far.
Good. It evolves really well, and the ending is
as usual
amazing.
And I bought Dark Souls 1 Prepare to Die Edition on the PlayStation 3.
Oh, enjoy that. You will die a lot.
Yes, I have already been dying a lot, but
okay.
It's a good hard game the way I like it.
That's what she said.
you walked right into that, Fritz.
That's
intentionally.
What she
said. So, I have a dream. No, I have been playing Valiant Hearts, which is an amazing puzzle platformer. It actually made me cry. The story is so fucking amazing. The simple fact that a simple 2D game can pack an amazing storyline So they based this game on actual events during World War One.
Isn't it of that dog? That dog.
The dog is one of the characters.
Cool.
So you play through the point of view of four different characters acting during World War One, mm-hmm. different battles, and as you progress through the missions, you actually get icons, notifications, which unlock the actual story, history, which with photos from the History Channel, and it's actually quite amazing. And the story is so well written and so well narrated, it actually made me cry in the end. It's fucking fantastic. I paused the game in one sitting of 8 hours. It was amazing. It's that good. And it's actually quite a... The puzzles are quite difficult, so people who like hardcore retro games will quite enjoy it. I have also been stuck on Forza Horizon 2. Funnily enough, it's a fantastic racing game, and all motoring enthusiasts should be really proud to play that game, because it's an amazing title. So I have that, and I have Forza 5 to look forward to. I haven't played it yet, but it's in my
library.
Stuff to do
list.
Yeah. But other than that, I think next to you guys, I haven't played a lot of games, which is quite sad.
Maybe it's because you have a life and a job, and the wife and the daughter.
I have.
And these other two don't have anything of that.
And see, I like to think I have a life.
I get paid to study.
That asshole is living the life.
Useless stuff.
I get paid to study.
Which is
used to get paid to study when I was your age. What's your point?
I get paid to study.
So he can afford to game. We don't, and we are old shit at this point. That concludes the What You Been Playing segment. So Mark, now that there was the What You Been Playing segment, what have you been watching? Apart from
classic porn,
storyline porn,
story-oriented
porn,
spoof porn,
which you watch for the plot, really and truly.
Of course.
I have the paper right here.
Well,
the proof.
I have been watching. Well, actually, I watched. I watched the first season of Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fapaton Titan. What?
Attack on Titan.
Oh.
It's a Japanese anime. Have you watched it? Has any of you watched
yes,
it?
Yes, I've seen
it. I haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
It's quite good, yeah.
Is it available in Italian?
No.
Well, of course. How else would you watch it?
Yeah.
I basically destroyed it in a day. 25 episodes.
Then he says, we don't have a life.
Yeah, but series is, you know, it's finite. You know, you've got 25 episodes and it's finished. A game can be never ending. Anyway.
Yes, never ending.
And like my cock.
Basically, the story is...
a titan that takes something?
No.
These titans are like these enormous beings. They're like enormous people that attack the human race. The human race has retreated... After most of it is almost, you know, completely extinct, they have retreated in like fortifications. And they're like, there are three walls, and behind every wall, you know, there's
a city.
Basically, the first wall is like the first defense. It's destroyed. You know, the people evacuate and go. You know, they always go in there.
Okay.
And this guy loses his mother. And to a titan during an attack.
It was really stupid. She died.
Don't spoil it.
She died a bit stupidly, but you know.
What, did he fart and kill her?
No, he slipped on a banana peel and broke her neck or something like that.
Well, it wasn't all that stupid though.
He just stood there. And then this thing comes.
That was, sounds really
she was
tired.
Crushed she was crushed under the rubble of the house.
You're right. Come on. Fair enough.
Come on.
Like an Assassin's Creed.
You know, I want
to watch that scene and so see how well he interpreted it.
The way they killed him, though, it's really like, you know, it's like, you know, someone holding a sausage roll in his hand and bites half of it off.
And then throws it away.
You know, that's the way. And blood squirting everywhere. That's how they kill people.
Pretty brutal.
Anyway, I have some beef about this series, but I'll come to this later.
I'll mention beef. I'm starting.
Beef? Me too. Beef?
Basically, some spoiler alerts. This guy...
Wait, what spoilers of what?
Of Attack on Titan.
Well, of course.
I haven't watched it.
crap.
Fuck it. Go for it.
What I can say is that they basically are ripping off...
Evangelion. But everyone is ripping off Evangelion at the end of the day.
But this takes it to... You know,
I think it takes it to even even worse than Pacific Rim.
Well, yeah. Well, no, not worse than Pacific Rim
was the biggest
because it's
ripoff.
Slightly different. But you know, even the way, I can't say anything if I can't spoil it. You know,
decisions, Mark.
I'm
tempted to watch it.
Basically, you know,
everyone
that this
dies.
You know that this is coming. You know, anyway, the guy that loses his mother swears that he wants to defeat the Titans. Blah 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 blah, and he has a lot of anger inside him and stuff. And he enrolls in the army.
Okay.
To fight against the Titans. To fight against the Titans. The way they fight is quite cool because they have equipment and they are sort of turned into Spider-Man and they can shoot, you know,
these
jizz.
No, rope. They shoot like this.
They shoot like a pin. What do you call it?
Grappling hook.
A grappling hook,
yeah. And they sort of, you know, and they use steam to power themselves along and stuff like that. He basically, after a few episodes, he mysteriously turns into a titan. He can transform into a titan somehow.
What the fuck?
I know. But in the first season, they don't explain anything. There's something mysterious in the basement of their house because his father is like a doctor, scientist kind of thing. So I'm guessing it's going to be explained in the second season. But up till now, nothing. The beef I have about the series is some of the events are pointless in the sense that, you know, basically most of the characters die off. It's a bit like Game of Thrones.
Okay.
The characters keep dying. And the thing is, for example, he's escaping with a unit of four or five soldiers. They're his friends and stuff. A Titan is chasing them. He could change, transform, and fight the Titan off and save them. But they tell him not to. Why? I don't know. So this Titan catches up, kills everyone apart from him, he changes and fights her off. Why the fuck didn't he fight her off in the first place?
You could have done that 5 minutes ago. Maybe
it sounds like Lord of the Rings.
You know.
When they fly
and they could have
fucking flown in the first fucking place.
And there are a few.
Walked for three movies.
You know, there are a few of these situations which basically, you know, pissed me off. But apart from that, it's quite an enjoyable watch. I mean, if you've enjoyed Evangelion, you're going to enjoy this one.
There's a game.
I enjoyed Evangelion to a certain extent where the kid pissed me off. Because he either was crying, bitching, or running away.
This one is not as whiny.
Yeah, because it was really whiny.
He's a bit better, this guy. He's not as whiny. He's quite the hero type.
Okay.
You might like the game, huh?
I bet I can title.
It's free. It's browser-based.
PS4?
Yes,
no, browser-based.
Browser-based.
Tangle.net.
No, but that's if you want to play co-op with people, you can play online, yeah. I think.
I'll have a look at it.
It's good. It's very good, and they just updated it as well.
There's a female character, his friend, which is quite cool, actually.
Does she has nipples?
Because
in Evangelion, no one woman has nipples or ass cracks.
But
that was the weirdest fucking thing ever.
But that's this time.
Imagine watching an anime, and the women don't have ass cracks.
That's the
from where do they poop?
That's the Hideaki Anno style, man. You know, all the girls... All the girls have small tits, you know.
No nipples. And no assholes.
It's his style. basically it's an enjoyable watch. You like it. The fight scenes are okay. You know, the Titans, some of them suck ass because, you know, they're drawn in a way. Have you ever seen a Japanese man's caricature on a manga? Mm-hmm. You know, like the otaku sort? Some of them are even like that, you know? Some of them come running, waving their arms, you know? Some of them come, you know...
All over the place.
You know?
They're not like... You'd want them to be more serious if they're a titan.
Some of them are really stupid. I mean, if you're a creature and you're out there, you have groomed hair and a mustache. It's silly. Some of them are really silly. But apart from that, I don't know if it's done on purpose. But apart from that, it's quite enjoyable. But don't expect to be blown away, because I wasn't.
I think lately the anime industry has really gone down to shit.
It's gone really bad, yeah? Because they're producing a lot of anime for kids.
Yeah, there's nothing really interesting. It's either we are getting too old for that shit, but
Naruto finished.
For me, lately, the only stuff that I'm you know waiting for to be released are the new Ghost in the Shell Rise episodes, which is gonna be just I think a 4-episode OVA. I'm already two of them in, and I guess the latest movie I've enjoyed watching was Redline. Apart from that, Redline is a racing.
Yeah.
A racing title. It's a bit like Wacky Races.
Mm-hmm. It's anime.
It's anime. Anime, and it's done by. Can't remember his name right now, but he's worked on the Animatrix. He's done the world record segment. His style is, you know, is
quite unique.
Quite unique, yeah.
Cool.
And. I also have been watching, you know, getting away from anime, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2.
I have watched Season 1 and that's it, because I like waiting for the entire season to be released.
That's what I do. I believe we're already at episode 15 or so, already is out. So I started it. But... My colleagues from Wicked Comics, you know, some of them are watching it and are enjoying it, and the others, you know, are going,
Well, the thing is with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think this is going to be the general rule for Season 2. Season 1 was okay until the huge twist and the other twist and the other twist came out, and... It made the whole series interesting.
It's more of that in Season 2.
So I expect that Season 2 will be just the same, and then twist upon twist
and stuff you don't expect, and characters that you don't expect, and characters that you've known to be okay and they're not.
But are superheroes featured in this series, or it's just...
It's basically just S.H.I.E.L.D. There are a few secondary superhero characters like Deathlok and
Jizzman.
well, basically, at first, when I watched Season 1, I thought, fine, Agent Coulson died, and they figured out a way how to, you know, resurrect him and stuff. But at the end of the day, it turned out that it was thought through, and the way they brought him back was, you know, acceptable, believable almost. And now, it all pivots around that, basically.
Okay.
And there was Bill Paxton in it.
Yeah, even during Season 1.
But now in Season 2, you know, he's... You discover who he really is and stuff like that. And I'm gonna spoil just a bit.
No, fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
I can't
talk about anything.
And on that bombshell...
Say it quickly.
No. La 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 la.
What I was gonna say was expected. But, you know, if you watch Season 1, you know, it's going there. But, you know, in Season 2, you get...
Season 2 actually turns out to be Hello Kitty.
Loads of characters from the first one die off or, you know, or change and stuff. And you get in the core team, you get new characters.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it so far.
I think I know what the surprise is, but I'm not gonna. I don't want to know.
I'm at about episode 7 or 8 in the second season. So.
Ooh, I wanted to mention. What about the new trailer for Age of Ultron? And
amazeballs.
It is amazeballs. And
to be honest, it was more of the same.
Shut the fuck up.
But it's awesome.
It was. I'm looking forward to the film. Don't get me wrong, but. They showed
one interesting thing
of
the Hulk.
His red eyes.
Mm. Now he either has pink eye
which is from Tony Stark's farts.
Or he's actually turning into Red Hulk.
That would be cool.
It's quite a huge thing.
It's a big deal.
But I think the show stealer to me was the trailer for the Ant-Man. Holy shit on a cracker.
I really am not looking forward
to
that.
Come on, Paul Rudd.
The trailer wasn't anything special.
Paul Rudd. I never would expect that Paul Rudd would be such a good choice for
you
such
a... You have every
thing.
Right to love another man, I mean, such as him. But I really cannot think how they can make... A character such as Ant-Man, you know, into a good movie.
They've surprised us
with Guardians of the Galaxy.
They will manage to do
that. Let's hope that they do it again with this one. But in my opinion, I think, as I have my favorite superheroes, I think my least favorite one is the Ant-Man.
I think he's the lamest
superhero in the world.
I think they will manage to... No, Codpiece is the lamest one. But they will manage to do a good movie. I have full faith in them. Important.
You think we'll see him evolve into Yellow Star?
I feel it's gonna be another Green Lantern.
I want to mention something which I don't know you know about this news. Actually, Sony and Disney are in the talks to include Spider-Man yes. in the next Avengers. So I think it will be...
Didn't it already fall out?
Because
they had a clash already.
They have been having clashes in the past 20 years.
Recently, they have to.
Because they're driving towards the Civil War.
They had the first clash when they were producing... Avengers 1. They really wanted to include Spider-Man in it, but
yeah, if they don't do it,
I don't know how Marvel made the shitty mistake to sell the copyright for one of their most popular fucking
because it was 15 years ago.
But still,
in the beginning.
It was really a bad decision.
But they have to because Civil War cannot happen without Spider-Man.
Of course it cannot.
But unfortunately, unless Sony give way. And they won't.
You never know.
We'll see. We'll see how much money Disney will fork out.
Disney can, in your opinion.
They have a lot of money, but they would rather spend it on special nachos. Effects and stuff like that. And nachos. Or Mickey Mouse's dick.
Plus, there's another thing. Contracts like these with characters, usually they have like a...
Lifetime.
Like a lifetime, yeah. So it might hopefully be, it might be drawing to a close,
an 80-year contract.
How long? How Sony have control over Spider-Man indefinitely, or they've got a time limit?
I'm not sure about that. Generally, they do with time.
Usually, they have a time frame. You know, like you own it for 20 years, something like that.
But we
should be coming to a close then.
But we're not sure. We're not sure if that's the case.
It will happen, though. I am sure.
Anywho,
it will happen.
Anywho, I think it's time to end this amazing show, our Game of the Year Awards. We will be posting the official results in written format on our blog. We would like to show our support to all the people who passed away during the recent events in Paris and all around the world due to the extremist Islamist clans, including Boko Haram, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. We do support freedom of speech. Our thoughts go to all the families and friends of those affected. Anyway, any gamers out there who are looking at buying games, we would like to announce that thegamejam.com have a 50% off sale on all titles and accessories on their websites. Just log on to their website and you have a 50% off discount on all titles, free delivery to anywhere in Malta and Gozo. So remember, log on to thegamejam.com. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with the lazy ass.
Hopefully.
We will be back to our lazy ass podcast. Mm-hmm. And we might be announcing a cool project we have up our sleeves.
In the pipelines.
Yes. It's gonna be a cool one.
The cool one.
Till then, have a fantastic time.
Anal fisting!
Bye bye!
See you later.